Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. This week we've not found as much interesting correspondence as usual, so we have just four for you today. Terry Presley of Rowton has some interesting thoughts on the current legal challenge being made to oppose road changes. Regarding your article concerning the duelling of a section of road from Blowfield to North Burlingham, the Thickthorn roundabout restructure, and Eastern to North Tuddenham, also the Western Link. Now, Mr. Boswell has crowdfunded the High Court case to oppose these road changes, etc. If he truly believes he will succeed, why not fund it all himself? As for these upgrades causing more traffic and more pollution, that's absolute rubbish in my opinion. For example, at peak times from Blowfield to North Burlingham, there's always standing traffic with engines idling, sometimes 30 or so cars and HGVs, etc. And that's also the same at the North Burlingham end. I've seen this time and time again, especially during the winter months when I and my colleagues are taking sugar beet to the nearby Cantley Sugar Factory. Mr. Boswell claims it will attract more traffic, but I believe it won't get any more busy than it is already. In fact, dual roadway will keep traffic moving faster. The same with the Thickthorn roundabout. Rejigging that will also help to dissolve a major peak time bottleneck, a similar case from Eastern to North Tuddenham. And of course, the Western Link needs to be built, so all the cars and us HGVs don't have to cross country via narrow lanes not meant for heavy traffic. I am a wildlife lover, but nature will look after its own animals, etc., and they will all be okay. It must be obvious to anyone that moving traffic is better than standing traffic, with the extra carbon, etc. Or is it just me?
On the same road theme, Willem Buttinger of Norwich questions whether road projects are vital. Glyn D. J. Linder's letter of May the 15th argues that Norfolk's road projects are vital and must go ahead. Almost every road project previously conceived and future road projects could be considered vital. This view is based on the premise that growth is not constrained by a planet with finite resources. Can we really continue to live sustainably on the planet without being constrained by the environmental damage we cause? We owe it to our children, grandchildren and generations that come after to leave an inheritance that they will be grateful to receive. To do this, we need to change direction now and quickly.
Again, on the theme of the environment, Penny Driscoll of Norwich congratulates the County Council on leaving the wildflower display along the Northern Distributor Road. Driving along the NDR this week, I was struck by the numbers and diversity of the wildflowers that have proliferated along its banks and verges. Norfolk County Council should be congratulated on its decision to let them bloom. There are no costly teams of mowers to employ and organise, as they only need cutting at the end of the season. The whole area is a haven for all kinds of wildlife, and, as importantly, it is simply beautiful. A sheer joy to witness. Well done, NCC. More green initiatives, please.
It seems the paper, or the items in it, are guilty of often calling a public house a boozer. Marcus Moore of Sprouston takes issue. I read the article, "Refurbished boozer gets ready to reopen." I hate it when the term boozer is consistently mentioned to describe a public house. A pub is a watering hole, not a boozer. I can remember learning in maths lesson at high school about a game that was associated with the boozer, whereas pupils would all sit round and grab a handful of bottle tops out of a cardboard box and place the bottle tops, caps, on a cardboard board game. It was a game of taking risks, and the person that ended up with the most bottle tops was the winner.